The Berlin Wall fell, windows rose, and the world changed forever. When Thomas Friedman visited Bangalore in the early 2000s, he witnessed something extraordinary. Indian engineers designing airplane components for Boeing, accountants preparing American tax returns, and radiologists reading CT scans for US hospitals, all from their desks in India. This wasn't just outsourcing, it was a fundamental reshaping of how work happens. The technological revolution had created a level playing field, a flat world, where talent could collaborate across continents as easily as across cubicles. Imagine waking up tomorrow to discover that your colleagues, competitors, and collaborators could be anyone, anywhere on the planet. That's exactly what happened at the turn of the millennium, when a perfect storm of technologies, affordable personal computers, fiber optic connectivity, standardized software protocols, converged to create what Friedman calls the flat world platform. This wasn't just another business trend. It represented one of history's most significant turning points, comparable to the printing press or electricity in its transformative power. And remarkably, we're still living through its consequences today. The world flattened through 10 specific forces that transformed vertical command structures into horizontal collaboration. It began with the Berlin Wall's fall, opening political space, while Windows PCs empowered individuals and Netscape connected them globally. Workflow software enabled seamless collaboration, allowing cartoons to be produced with voice recording in New York, direction in San Francisco, and animation in Bangalore. The revolution accelerated through uploading, where individuals shared creations without gatekeepers, exemplified by Linux. Outsourcing evolved from simple code maintenance to sophisticated business processes. India's technical institutes produced elite engineers just as telecom infrastructure connected the country globally, with the Y2K crisis serving as a catalyst. China's WTO entry in 2001 supercharged manufacturing offshoring. Companies like UPS transformed from package delivery into logistics powerhouses, managing services across continents. Search engines democratized information access, turning anyone into a potential researcher. The flat world's power emerged through Friedman's triple convergence around 2000. The 10 flatteners began working together complementarily, businesses adopted horizontal methods, and 3 billion new participants from developing regions suddenly plugged into this system. As Indian professional Kanan notes, there is no one visa officer who can keep you out of the system anymore. It's a plug-and-play world. You can now innovate without emigrating, a profound shift in human potential. Imagine how many Mozarts in developing countries can now access the tools to express their genius. As routine work gets outsourced or automated, certain skills keep Americans employed and prosperous. Great synthesizers combine disparate fields, like computer engineers collaborating with pharmaceutical researchers. Great explainers make complexity accessible. Photography lab owner Howard Freeman transformed his business when digital disrupted film by charging for expertise. We used to sell film and develop prints and give away the advice for free. Now we are selling the advice. Great leveragers work smarter rather than cheaper. At EDS's Systems Management Center, 20 people now do what once required 100, because today's operators are engineers who redesign systems to prevent problems. Green people thrive as environmental sustainability becomes crucial with developing nations seeking modern lifestyles. Passionate personalizers add human touches to routine jobs, like the Baltimore Orioles lemonade vendor whose entertaining style earns substantial tips and a side business. The most crucial skill is learning how to learn, constantly absorbing new approaches as jobs evolve. In this environment, curiosity quotient, CQ, and passion quotient matter more than intelligence quotient. As technology writer Doc Searles notes, nobody works harder at learning than a curious kid. America faces critical challenges in maintaining its competitive edge. First is the numbers gap, a shortage of scientists and engineers as the Sputnik-inspired generation retires without adequate replacements. Nearly 40% of NASA's workforce is over 50, with those over 60 outnumbering those under 30 by 3-to-1. The education gap compounds this problem. While China has approximately 6 million students competing in science fairs, feeding into the global Intel Science Fair, America's participation lags significantly. About 60% of America's top science students are children of recent immigrants whose parents emphasize STEM education. The ambition gap presents another challenge. American companies outsourcing jobs often gain not just 75% savings on wages, but also 100% increase in productivity. Jobs considered low wage and low prestige in America become high wage, high prestige positions elsewhere, yielding more motivated workers. Since lifetime employment is unsustainable in a flat world, Friedman proposes compassionate flatism, enhancing lifetime employability through portable benefits and continuous learning. Workers need portable pensions and health care through state collective purchasing pools similar to Congress's system. Government must upgrade education, making at least 2 years of tertiary education government-subsidized. While global competition eliminates many safety nets, some good fat remains necessary, like Social Security and wage insurance for displaced workers covering half their income drop for 2 years after finding new employment. Friedman's Dell theory of conflict prevention argues that countries deeply integrated into global supply chains rarely go to war due to prohibitive economic costs. The China-Taiwan relationship demonstrates this principle, with Taiwan's $100 billion investment in mainland China and its management of Chinese tech manufacturing creating a silicon shield that protects Taiwan. Any military conflict would disrupt global technology production and devastate markets worldwide. This theory was validated during Taiwan's 2004 elections when voters rejected pro-independence candidates, prioritizing economic stability over nationalist aspirations. While the Dell theory creates powerful economic disincentives against conflict, it offers no protection against terrorist groups and non-state actors who exploit the flat world's collaborative tools. These mutant global supply chains employ the same techniques as legitimate businesses, uploading for fundraising, outsourcing for training recruits, and supply chaining to distribute resources. Our world has been shaped by two competing forms of imagination, 11-9, the Berlin Wall's fall, which opened the world, and 9-11, which erected new barriers. These dates represent creative versus destructive applications of human imagination in a flat world where collaboration tools are universally available. We must master our imaginations, not be imprisoned by them. Since 9-11, America has shifted from exporting hope to fear, yet the world needs American optimism. The most revealing statistic about any society is whether it has more memories than dreams. Those fixated on an imagined past rather than a better future stagnate. The flattening world presents new opportunities and dangers. Americans' greatest threats are excessive protectionism from terrorism fears and economic competition anxiety, both essentially walling ourselves off from the flat world. Your generation must not fear terrorists or tomorrow, Al-Qaeda or Infosys. You can flourish in this flat world with imagination and motivation. Though shaped by 9-11, you must be the generation of 11-9, strategic optimists with more dreams than memories who imagine a better world and act on that imagination. The world has flattened. Now it's up to us to build something magnificent on this new landscape.